Welcome again to WCLK Profiles. I'm WCLK Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard. Today we're joined by Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield. She is a member of the Career Foreign Service. She's been posted to a number of countries around the world, including Liberia, where she served as the U.S. Ambassador from 2008 until 2012, when she was sworn in as the Director General of the Foreign Service and Director of Human Resources. She leads a team of about 400 employees who carry out the full range of personnel functions for the State Department's 60,000-strong workforce, from recruitment to hiring through evaluations and promotions to retirement. Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield is in Atlanta for several days visiting Atlanta's major colleges, encouraging our area's best and brightest young people to consider a career in foreign service for the State Department. Thanks so much for taking the time to stop by today, Madam Ambassador.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
What are the kinds of qualifications that you are looking for with regards to the State Department in terms of young people that suggest, you know, who are the candidates that are going to be the likely people to take a position in foreign service?
That's a very interesting question, because we don't have that kind of list of qualifications. What we are looking for are young people and sometimes older people, because the average age for coming into the Foreign Service is 31. People who are interested in international affairs, people who have had experience in the international arena, who are interested in representing the U.S. government overseas. The second part of our recruitment is for civil service employees. These are the domestic employees who would work either in Washington or in some of our satellite offices around the United States, such as here in Atlanta at our passport agency.
So that's a pretty wide range of types of jobs and qualifications. And certainly if you want to be posted to the embassy in Europe somewhere, you're probably not going to do that right out of school with your bachelor's degree.
You are not, but you can. We're looking for employees who have a college degree. They take our Foreign Service exam. If they pass that exam, there are several other steps that they must cross, such as passing something called a qualification review panel. And then they take an oral exam. And if they pass the oral exam, they're put on a roster. And we do take some young people who are right out of college. But again, the average age is 31. That means they've had some experience in the workplace. They have maybe traveled overseas. They've done Peace Corps. They have a graduate degree, because the vast majority of our new officers do have a graduate degree. And then they come into the Foreign Service at around, you know, 20, 28, 29, 30, 31, and they're ready to move forward as a Foreign Service officer.
You know, in looking at your biography, you've served in Jamaica, Nigeria, Gambia, Kenya, Pakistan, Switzerland, Liberia. If someone picks a career in the Foreign Service, they're going to move around a lot, aren't they?
They are going to move around. In fact, when they come into the Foreign Service, we have them sign an agreement that they are available for worldwide duty. And we send them all over the world. So if you are interested in the Foreign Service, you have to be prepared to deal with many of the stresses of life, such as moving every 2 to 3 years, packing up and moving your families and changing schools for your children. Because I would add that we are a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that includes your family members traveling with you as well. So again, Foreign Service means just that, that you will serve overseas. We do allow our employees to have assignments in Washington, so you can certainly look for a Washington assignment, but we only allow you to stay 5 years.
I talked about, you know, what kind of candidate, but what sort of skills are on the State Department's priority list when it comes to potential new members of the Foreign Service?
We are looking. We have something. If you go onto our website, we have something called the 13 dimensions of the Foreign Service. And I hope you don't ask me to list all 13, but I can list some of them. We're looking for young people with good, strong leadership skills, strong communication skills. That means you can write and you can speak well. Team players, people who know how to work and get along with other people, people who are culturally sensitive, who understand other cultures and want to know other cultures. So again, we look for these 13 dimensions. You can have a degree in anything. We don't care what your degree is in. If you pass our exam and you get through the other procedures that we have to come into the Foreign Service, we will create a Foreign Service officer out of you.
You're listening to WCLK Profiles, and today we're talking with Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield. More recently, she has been the United States Ambassador to Liberia since April 2012. She's been the Director General of the Foreign Service and Director of Human Resources for the State Department. You've been touring Atlanta this week, and there may be some people that didn't make one of your presentations. How can they best follow up and pursue a position with the State Department and the Foreign Service?
Good. Thank you very much for asking that question. I've been in Atlanta since Monday, and I visited a number of universities. I visited the Carter Center and met with interns there. Tomorrow, I will be visiting a high school, Clarkson High School, where I'm going to try to put the Foreign Service bug into their heads. We have an award-winning website called at careers.state.gov, and I encourage anyone who's interested to go onto our website, and there are lots of prompts that will lead you to answer any question that you might have. In addition, here in Atlanta, we have a diplomat in residence who is based out of Spelman College, and we keep a diplomat in residence here annually. They rotate between Spelman and Morehouse. Next year, he will be working out of Morehouse. But that person is responsible for the entire region and travels all over the region. So if you go onto the careers.state.gov website, look up our diplomat in residence. I think you have to go into engagements. Look up our diplomat in residence, and you will find the name of the diplomat in residence here, Hugh Williams, who is my man on the ground in Georgia, who will be here to help you navigate through our process.
If you could tell us a little bit about your own personal journey. I mean, at some point, you were a little girl wondering what life was going to be like. Did you imagine you were going to grow up serving your country overseas?
I never imagined it, and this is why I'm here in Georgia, because I want young people to imagine it. I only learned about this as a career possibility when I was in my mid-20s, after I had graduated from college, after I had spent several years in graduate school, and then had the opportunity to travel to Liberia, where I eventually ended up as ambassador. I traveled there in my mid-20s to do research for my graduate degree, and that's when I encountered people who were in the Foreign Service, people who work for the Department of State, they work for USAID, Peace Corps volunteers who were serving overseas as volunteers, and my appetite was whetted for a career in foreign affairs. I took the Foreign Service exam and eventually came into the Foreign Service in 1982. I've been in now for 31 years, and I've had a great career that has been extraordinarily rewarding. And I encourage other young people here in the listening community to consider this as a future job opportunity.
You know, I noted that you've spent much of your Foreign Service career in Africa, and it seems a place with such potential. And also a place dealing with so much strife and trouble. Do you have an opinion about the future in Africa? Do you see a lot of progress and economic dynamism, or is that just going to kind of coexist with war and often just awful situations?
Well, thank you for asking me that question as well. I am very optimistic about Africa. Africa gets a bad rap in the U.S. press and in many countries outside of Africa. I see tremendous potential, tremendous dynamism, and I remain cautiously hopeful that we will see Africa continue to move forward in the future. My experience in Liberia was extraordinarily rewarding for me. I saw a country that had gone through more than 15 years of conflict and war, where the entire infrastructure of the country had been destroyed. The will of the people, their spirits had been destroyed. But yet these people in 2006 stood in line from 3 o'clock in the morning in the pouring rain and then the searing heat to vote for the first woman ever to serve as president of Africa. And she has spent 6 years working to rebuild this country. It's still a work in progress, but I'm very, very hopeful because I talked to and I met the people of Liberia, and I know that they are hopeful. And I see those same signs all over Africa, that people are hopeful to see change in their country, and they're prepared to contribute to that. And anyone who is in the audience who wants to serve in Africa, I encourage you to do that. It's the most rewarding experience that I've had in my entire life. And it's something that I will never, ever regret having having done.
Our guest on WCLK Profiles is Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, and she is the Director General of the Foreign Service and Director of Human Resources in the State Department. And she's been in Atlanta this week looking for young people that will provide the next generation of great Foreign Service officials for this country. When you look at situations around the world, you know, I think of somebody like the late Chris Stevens, who gave his life in Libya, basically because he cared and he wanted Libya to be a democratic and free place, and it cost him his life. People like that, that's an extreme example. Somebody's got to come along behind them with those same ideals, don't they?
Absolutely. And I'm happy you mentioned Ambassador Stevens. We all felt devastated at what happened to him and three of our other colleagues in Libya. They represent everything that we stand for in the Foreign Service. We are working to help countries succeed, help the people of those countries succeed, and that's what Ambassador Stevens was doing when he so tragically lost his life.
Again, if you want more information about a possible career in the Foreign Service, you can go to the website at careers.state.gov. And in particular, here in Georgia, you can go to the Engage section of that website and look for the Georgia Connection. And that diplomat in residence is named Hugh Williams.
Hugh Williams, our diplomat in residence.
And is based right here at the AUC. Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, thank you so much for taking the time today.
And thank you for giving me the time. And I, again, would like to take one last moment to say to your listeners, look at the Foreign Service as a career possibility. It's amazing work. And if you're not interested in the Foreign Service, I'll take a time to say Peace Corps is a great starting place to start your preparation for careers in overseas work. Thank you very much for giving me this amazing opportunity.
You've been listening to WCLK Profiles, a presentation of WCLK Public Affairs. If you know of a community or national figure of interest that would be an appropriate and informative subject for WCLK Profiles, just give us a call on the WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-862-6211. That's 404-862-6211. For more information about the topics you hear on this program, you can also go to WCLK.com, where you can also listen to this program on demand. I'm Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening to WCLK Profiles. On Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the jazz and public affairs of the city. We'll be right back.
Bye.